USA Radio News.
Republican lawmakers are considering calling for the impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio spoke to Fox News, citing a range of misconduct by the Justice Department as possible grounds for Garland's removal from office.
We now have the Department of Justice supporting the effort by the left to intimidate the United States Supreme Court. We have the key agency in the executive branch, a part of an effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of the government, our highest court in the land, by them failing to enforce the statute. That is frightening.
A lot of would-be home buyers are sitting on the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports applications for loans to buy homes fell 4% last week and are down 18% compared to this time last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Inflation is going from bad to worse.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday Americans paid dearly for essential goods in June as inflation kept its hold on a slowing U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Gas prices keep falling further from $5 a gallon. AAA reports the national average price for regular unleaded gas is about $4.63 per gallon, 2 cents less than Tuesday. The least expensive gas in the country is in Georgia and South Carolina, both down to $4.14 per gallon. U.S. health regulators have authorized the use of Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine. It provides a new option at a time when overall demand for boosters and vaccines is low. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NBA is paying more than $24 million to former players who are struggling to pay their bills. The agreement the NBA Board of Governors approved on Tuesday will benefit about 115 former players who played 3 or more years in the American Basketball Association and who never received a vested NBA pension. Online retailer Amazon is delivering more than just packages and boxes, reporter Tim Berg explains.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Disgraced musician R. Kelly has returned to the federal jail in downtown Chicago ahead of his trial on child porn and obstruction of justice charges. The appearance comes just 2 weeks after he was sentenced in New York to 30 years in prison for racketeering and sex trafficking. Jury selection for his trial in Chicago begins August 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.